The following announcement has been paid for by Matt Mania Podcast.
Yeah.
For life.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with episode 85 of the Matt Mania Podcast.
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, we talk wrestling, we talk hip hop, and we put it all together for you in a succinct 70 to 90 minute podcast.
And we are somewhere in there.
In that range.
As always, my name is Mega Rand, and I'm here to, and I'm happy to be here. What's up, y'all?
Hey. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's good to see y'all. This is always one of the highlights of my week. I appreciate
absolutely
hanging out with y'all. It's fun times. We get to talk wrestling.
I totally agree.
Let's drink some nasty beers.
You guys are
it's good. You're crazy.
It's all right.
Apparently, it's double feet beer.
Double feet. This is some strong stuff.
We're going to put Ballast Point on blast right now.
Nah, don't put them on blast.
Not yet. We got to wait until the burial.
No, we're going to bury them so quick.
Burial.
So quickly.
So who else is in the building? To my right.
Brock Knowledge.
Y'all. And
to his proverbial right, it is your boy, the NeoX, streaming live on the Twitter device.
He's live on Twitter. What's our Twitter?
It is Matt Mania Podcast.
Yeah. Good news also, we have a SoundCloud now. It's soundcloud.com/Matt Mania Podcast. We're also on Stitcher Radio. We're also on Apple Podcasts. And if there's another place you get podcasts, good Lord, please tell me about it so I can finally make sure that we're there.
That or just go to one of the major ones that everybody else uses and find us on there.
Like, I'm pretty sure you
we're
can
not
search
on Spotify yet.
I go to JoJo's podcast, and why aren't you on there?
Search your podcast app for Matt Mania. And
you should be there.
You should be okay.
Spotify is a hard one. You have to apply and then wait, and then you got to have a certain amount of hits. So we'll see what's up
right,
with Spotify.
You got to be important.
We on the waiting list.
This is an award-winning podcast, though.
That's right. How many podcasts are on Podcast Row at StarCast?
Yeah,
like five.
A few. a lot. But,
never mind.
But not all of them. Anyway, who else is there?
Yeah.
Last but not least, to your right, Neil.
Yo, it's the super heavyweight, T. Call the Villain, in the building.
Yeah. So, shout out to everybody on the Twitters and on the Instagram. Blah. Matt Mania Pod is the Instagram. Don't forget, you can support Matt Mania on Patreon at patreon.com/Matt Mania Podcast.
Please do. I got kids.
Kids. All right. So, wrestling, before we get into that, we always put things over. So this is the part of the show where we talk about some things that we like from the week that were not wrestling related.
Is Rand and I the only ones wearing wrestling shirts today? I dig it.
I'm wearing my work shirt.
All right. So. He's straight out of Detroit. He's Spider-Man. Spider-Man counts.
Spider-Man counts as wrestling,
yeah,
because he fought Bonesaw.
Soldier.
Bonesaw
right.
Is ready.
I got you for 3 minutes.
He went around with the macho. This week,
right, not the current Spider-Man.
Speaking of Marvel Comics.
Only Tobey Maguire.
Right, right. speaking of Marvel, this is a big week for Marvel. Deadpool 2 is out.
Huge week.
I saw it. I liked it a lot.
I saw it. Have you saw
so
it twice
good.
Yet or just that
not
week?
Twice. You saw it twice?
No,
not
just
yet.
Once
well,
so
yeah,
far.
And then like coming off the heels of
I watched it on stream
freaking
after,
Avengers.
Afterwards.
I don't think I would see it twice, to be honest. It was good.
That's why I just watched it on stream. I was like, oh, I've seen it, so I can just watch the
How crude
the
was it?
Super crude. Don't take your kids to this movie.
Right,
I'm not lying. Do not take your kids for real.
Mean, like,
take your kids. They'll be all right.
They, you ain't seen it yet?
I mean, they probably say worse on the playground, but.
True.
But in,
saw the first
in
one,
front
though,
of your parents,
right?
It's going to be a little weird to have those jokes and you be laughing at these things
in
front of your kids.
It was good.
He Ran. Said dick.
And Dave, Rock, I'm going to ask you. Because when we came out the theater, you asked me, how did I like it? And we was like, oh, like the first one better. You still feel that
I agree.
Way?
I think the first one was
better. What do you think?
First one was better because it felt like it wasn't, I don't know, because the first one kind of told the story. I felt like they kind of they didn't tell enough of the story in this one. Mm-hmm. And like, I like Josh Brolin as Cable, but I'm not 100% sold on Josh Brolin as Cable either, though. But then again, that might be the fact that he was Thanos, and I just saw him demolish the Avengers a few weeks prior.
What?
So,
he's also Thanos.
Yeah,
he can't be doing that.
Yeah, he can, man. Yeah, he's the man who
he's kayfabing.
He's the K-fabe, man who
bro.
Walks on
totally
both on K-fabe. Both sides.
He walks in both companies.
Both,
both companies.
that was pretty.
I thought that I liked the first one better, and then after watching the second one again and just thinking back on it, I was like, I don't know. I like all the like different characters that the second one introduced,
uh-huh.
And then I started thinking about
Peter.
Like. They both
is that the plain looking dude?
Yeah. No, I would have watched the whole movie just about Peter.
He was
great. Both movies had a lot of like him not being Deadpool, like him outside of the mask.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that out of either movie. I went back and thought about that. Like the whole him when he's messing with Ajax and he's in that facility and stuff. Like, I feel like that part stretches out too long before he actually becomes Deadpool with all the flashbacks.
Well, again, and then in the second one, sets up like an spoilers, origin story.
Whoa, spoilers.
No, spoilers. But the prison scene. No, because they show it in the trailer.
Yeah.
So, okay, the prison scene that's like the Guardians of the Galaxy prison scene, it was just like that.
Okay. Hey, did y'all know that one of the main villains of that movie was going to be who it was? Because I had no idea that he was going to pop out.
No, they kept that under wraps.
They kept that under wraps very well.
Good job. Who was the villain?
Can't say. It's a major spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
But someone who you love from the X-Men universe makes a return.
Yeah.
Professor
and
X?
And that also. Well, he was...
No, maybe. Only his chair.
See, that's what I said. Like, Deadpool 2 did that. It introduced a lot of people. It had a lot of callbacks. It had a lot of people like the X-Men part where they were in there and was like, oh, where's the rest of the X-Men? Like, stuff like that. Just throwing all those...
No, there was all the little jabs that he was throwing at, like, the Avengers and just...
A lot of shots at DC. A lot of...
Oh, the end credits were the cutscene was hilarious. The best part.
I thought Brolin looked... I thought he looked good as Cable. I would like to see his Cable go against what's the dude's name? Joe Manganiello or whatever. He's supposed to be Deathstroke. They showed him at the end of
I thought that was Will Smith.
No, they showed him at the end of, I think, Suicide Squad or something when my man is on the
I blocked Suicide Squad out of my memory.
I want to see Bishop, and they need to bring in Bishop.
They already brought Bishop. He was in Days of Future Past.
That don't count.
That's yeah. True.
He looked just like Bishop.
I feel you,
but in the current timeline. But
well, it's funny because, like, you remember Deadpool kind of made an appearance on one of the X-Men movies as Wade.
That's why you need to see Deadpool too.
Yeah,
they tie up some.
Oh, they do. I'll make it a point.
It was good. I highly recommend it. Just don't bring your kids, or maybe if your kids are like, I don't know. But anyway,
if they have beards,
if your kids got facial hair,
take your kids.
Then you can take your kids.
Funny. Can I tell you a quick story?
Is it about Deadpool?
Sort of.
Okay.
Not really. So I was
he lied.
I was taking my boys to Arrowhead Mall, and they have a Dick's Sporting Goods store. Mm-hmm. And my youngest son Isaiah, he's like, "Hey, Dad, what's that store?" I'm like, "Oh, it's Dick's." He's like, "I want to go to Dick's." I'm like, "Like, okay, chill out." And then all of a sudden he's like, "Dick's." Like, you can't be saying that out loud, son.
So if you're that type of kid, then you probably enjoy
Deadpool. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Did
he, like, know what he was saying, or he just was
kind
like...
Kind of. Yeah. Because he also has, like, this skeleton toy.
You've never seen him before?
He has this skeleton toy, skeleton dude army.
Mm-hmm.
And my older brother told him, "Hey, this guy, his name is Boner." And all of a sudden he calls... the skeleton guy Boner. Like, "Where's Boner? I can't find Boner." So
he probably doesn't fully get that.
My kids are getting ribbed.
Kids.
Man, come on. When I was young, I took, like, some of the Halloween decorations. We had, like, the skeleton one.
Yeah.
And I took it and I put it on my door to my bedroom. And I had his hands doing, like, the suck it.
The suck it.
Because he was green. No, because he was
the
green.
The 90s
and black,
dab.
So he was green and black. So I had him doing suck it on my door.
Oh, my God.
My mom came and snatched that shit down.
The skeleton was doing suck it.
That's great. I was living in the kayfabe, man.
Well, then, like, the Attitude Era.
I mean, Attitude Era, we were all about it.
You were baptized in that dirty pillow stuff.
You didn't have any, like, filter, like, "Oh, this is something that's not appropriate for this time." Nah, you were just into it.
Did you ever, like, you know.
Saying the shirt said "suck it," even though I didn't have one of those.
But still, that whole crowd said "suck it."
Right.
You never, like, looked at a girl, I'm like, "She's got some good-looking puppies."
I don't think I have, but...
Puppies.
You know, one day. All right, so here's Teak. What are you putting over?
I never said puppies and kitties and stuff like that during the Attitude Era.
Well, that's Jerry Lawler.
That stuff was only for Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah, I never did that. That didn't get over outside of the new business.
I'm going to put over Will Smith. Will Smith, as of y'all who don't know, is from West Philadelphia.
He's dope. He's super jiggy.
I believe he was born and raised, and on the playground is where he spent most of his days.
Mm-hmm. Chilling out.
Max, relaxing out.
Cool.
Shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
Yeah, he did all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then he went to...
We should keep it going.
To sit on his throne as a
Prince
of Bel-Air.
Then he went to Hollywood.
Yeah, he went to... Bel-Air.
So what's he doing right now?
Bel-Air High or Bel-Air Academy.
Before we give the full Will Smith story, what's he doing? Is he in the news right now? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing a lot of crazy stuff, but today he just dropped a new record. I mean, it's not out on like iTunes or anything, but he just put a YouTube video up mm-hmm. that says him playing around in the studio, and it had an Instagram clip of him dropping some.
You want to play some of it?
Yeah,
it
let me good. Dropping. He was dropping some heat.
All right.
Some heat in the streets.
They're straight bangers, Rock.
Let's so, see. Let's
so talk straight about, let's bangers.
Let's talk about it.
We're yeah. talking five mics.
I'm totally partial. 20 years of swag, y'all just witnessed. Let me remind everybody who Will Smith is. Rappers make it rain.
Let their money hit you. If I throw my money off, shit, I'd probably kill a stripper. Woo! Damn, he'd kill a stripper. His money's so heavy.
Man, his bars.
For sure. So, y'all ain't got that many summers. But
see, Will's the one dude who can talk that big money talk and right. be absolutely true. Like, there's only him and Jay-Z who can do those kind of boasts.
And as Rock was saying off of Mike, he was saying if Jay-Z dropped these bars, that we wouldn't appreciate these bars. So I want to put it out there on the table, and I want to ask you guys the question. Is Will Smith a GOAT?
Fuck no.
Well, sorry, kids. Off the mic, Rock was like, a GOAT what?
Wait, so are you talking about in just music, or are you talking about everything?
Because I feel
like that's what I'm saying. Because I want to say I feel like people like Jay-Z and Diddy. When you speak of them in the GOAT category, you're talking about everything. You're talking
go to a hip hop kid.
Wait.
Means greatest of all time.
And clubs don't have anything to do with this conversation.
No, I'm talking about that's their money. That's their business.
Nobody calls Diddy a GOAT anything.
God no! I wish somebody would.
No disrespect to what he's done.
They don't call him a GOAT anything, but they call him an icon. Not a GOAT of anything. Our people.
He is an icon. He's an entrepreneur. He's done a lot of great things. He's not a GOAT at anything.
You're putting he's business Will Smith up there with
the GOAT at remixing
you're putting Will Smith 80s
tracks
up there with Jay-Z.
God no! That's insulting to Jay-Z.
I am extremely partial.
You are
to Will to Philadelphia.
Being from Philadelphia,
all Philly all day. Will
born
Smith
and raised
is a GOAT to me. And it's not just rapping ability, which I think he never was whack. I'm going to just go on the record and say Will Smith never was trash. I think that Will Smith did a softer type of rap when it was not popular.
Yeah.
And people made fun of him, made him a
But he got he got over with the kids, though. He got over with the pop,
and that's
with
not,
the
but
pop
that's
culture.
Not cool in hip-hop to get over with the kids.
Right.
So, unfortunately... And I admit, stuff like getting
Cassidy,
jiggy with it.
Like just, Cassidy
I don't
had
get jiggy to,
do that,
to get jiggy
First
with it.
First off, get jiggy with it.
I don't get jiggy
Will
with
Smith
that.
Will Smith was so dope for always throwing a record at the end of his movie.
I should see.
He's only.
I should stream Rock's face right
what
now.
What other rapper? What other rapper? Because come on now, like rappers got songs at the end of movies, but how many rappers got songs at the end of their movie? He did Wild Wild West.
He did
Men in
Black.
It's the
something
MIBs.
To remember.
Did Men in Black have
Wild
two songs?
Wild West might have been trash.
Wild West,
he had some lines in there.
Wild West, the movie might have been trash if not for the song. Man. I think the song.
He said, "Don't let your lip react. You don't want to see my hand where my hip be at." I was like, "Oh, bars!
He's gonna
bars!
He's gonna shoot you! He's gonna shoot you!"
Do 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 do.
Wow.
We're slowly killing Rock right now.
I never thought a hip-hop conversation would have me not wanting to talk. I don't understand what's happening right now.
This is
like,
great.
I'm not saying Will Smith isn't like great at what he's done in his career and whatnot, but like I said, when y'all say GOAT, I start thinking the greatest of all time when it comes to this MC shit, because I'm a hip-hop head.
Okay.
He's not even top 200.
Whoa.
Hey.
Summertime is probably the best summer banger ever.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
I will attest.
He got
to
classics,
that.
And I was not impressed by that song. I listened to it. I was like, okay,
it's a snippet.
I give you a good point. Like he said, if we imagine that Jay-Z had spit those bars today,
laughing him out the room,
we would not be moved. Like
I wouldn't.
This.
I don't think so because I like Magna Carta, Holy Grail, and everybody shits on that album.
That album was trash.
Well, it wasn't like the 444 album.
Good.
Was that one was like a more mature?
That's just mature. Like he wasn't boasting
that,
about
right. that. Well, don't try to say that's mature. Will Smith talking about throwing money and killing strippers.
Well, it's like, you know, gloating. Yeah,
that was not mature.
He said if he did,
that's him balling out. Yeah. He said when I do a feature, I do a feature. He said,
I do a feature film.
Yeah, feature film and it fills up the bleachers. So I was like, oh.
What's that last one he made? What's that dumbass Netflix movie he made? Bright.
Bright.
Trash. I liked it. It was cool.
He didn't have a song at the end of that. This is bright.
And that's where they
clap, clap.
That's where they failed.
Something if just Will, that's why he was good. If Will Smith would have did a song, the theme song, oh man,
the orcs is all fighting.
We'll disagree to disagree, man.
In Orkville, born and raised.
Magic yo, these orcs is tripping. Yo, these orcs is tripping. Jesus. All right, okay.
Colors.
So we agree to disagree on Will Smith's goatness.
That's Ice T, sir.
Oh, I know who it is.
All right. So let's flip the script. Is Ice T in anybody's goat conversation?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. But
I would like to know who your goats are.
Who, mine?
Yeah. Your goats. Who are your goats?
What's your Mount Rushmore rock?
Hip hop?
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. That's four guys.
Nas.
Is it four?
All right.
Mm-hmm. There's four on Rushmore. Nas, B.I.G. And I'll keep it a buck, man. Three and four are interchangeable. It could be Black Thought. It could be Big Pun.
Okay.
It could be Pharoahe. It could be fuck. There's a lot of rap.
It's gotta be four.
Could
but
be
it
Joe.
Ain't a lot of spots. Up no on the Mount
There's no room.
I'm just saying. Like,
who's a four horseman of hip hop?
The only two that are definite that never change spots is Nas and Big.
Okay.
It's the other ones are interchangeable.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna come in and slightly disagree.
And okay. You're gonna say Jay only instead slightly. Of Nas?
I would throw Jay in instead of Big. That's my opinion.
Oh,
Big doesn't have a big enough sample size. I'm a huge Big fan, but two records.
Rock is killing Mega Ren right now with this death stare.
if you think Life After Death is a classic, we should probably talk. But I think.
Oh no! Life After Death, if it would have been condensed down to one disc, just same with All Eyes on Me.
Yeah,
would have been a bona fide classic.
Yeah.
However, right.
It's
there's
too
a lot
much filler.
There's some filler on there.
Well, I mean, Pac has a lot of music out
that's
there.
That's 22.
Subpar. Pac has one classic album under his belt.
Yeah. As I said, he has a lot of music out there that's subpar. Right. Yeah, we put out a lot of music out before people.
We're not talking about Pac.
We're talking about Big.
We're talking about Biggie.
I'm gonna retort. I'm gonna retort.
I love Biggie. I absolutely am a huge, humongous fan. I just didn't think. With a sample size of one classic record and one album that really could have been really, really great, but it's good, I don't think that makes you the GOAT. However, bar for bar, like Big's wit, his lyricism, his storytelling, top of the mound, but I don't think he had enough to call him a GOAT.
And so who you got?
Nas
you
had said, several
you said
albums.
Jay, you said
I think Jay caught up.
And Nas?
It took time for me, but I think I would say Nas, Jay, Black Thought. And if I got to say a fourth, it's either Rakim or Ice Cube.
You know what's crazy? His name never comes up, and it never comes up when I see anybody talk about the GOATs.
Ice Cube?
Nah.
Rakim?
It's M.
Oh.
Yeah.
M never gets dropped.
Because M will never get dropped as a GOAT.
No.
Maybe to, what? Maybe, I take that back. Maybe to some white boys.
Hey!
No.
Hey, can we not be real about the situation?
No, take the color of his skin out of the equation, because that doesn't equate to his rap
ability.
It's,
lyricism I think it's his content. Alone. The fact that his content is, at this point, a little dated, like his older stuff, we can't go back and enjoy it as much.
I do.
He's talking about killing people and a lot
because
of homophobia. That's not cool anymore.
Well, he's got some. Criminal is a classic.
Man,
that's a
Slim
song
Shady
that you can
LP,
go back and
Marshall Mathers
I
mean, LP.
I never meant to give you Mushroom Fire.
People make the argument that Eminem Show. I don't necessarily agree.
It's close.
It's after Eminem Show where he kind of like, not fell off, but he was doing different shit. But it's just funny. I never see M's
no
name
one does.
Get
we
brought
talk
up
about
in
him. People
were
like, maybe top 20. And I was like, wow.
That's disrespectful to M to call him top 20.
He's one of the best, greatest rappers to ever rap. No question. It's just that his content wasn't digestible.
Did I hear what he did on that
everybody.
Caterpillar song?
Well, when you go back and think about his content now, his content wasn't for
he
us
said,
anyway.
He wasn't having a little trouble fathoming this is actually happening. Like Anderson Silva back when he snapped his shit in half again, tried to plant the shit back on the mat again. Like, what? What did you just say?
That's ridiculous.
His content wasn't for us. He was rapping about growing up in
Detroit.
I don't know, man.
No,
that's
not
all,
in Detroit, in a trailer park and
all
stuff
I was
like
listening
that.
To when I
listened
was
to it. I didn't
yeah,
relate.
Was listening
but
to
I loved it.
No, we were listening to it then. Back then, I just agreed. Well, I mean, Eminem was dope back then. But as you get older and go back and listen to stuff, you're like, oh, this is what I was listening to. I was young. I kind of didn't know any better. I kind of feel like that way when I go back and listen to certain stuff now. Like, yeah, he's dope. He can rap.
Is it the content or just his ability?
I think it's his content.
His ability is unquestionable to me.
Because I think if he really wanted to do some rappity rap shit at this point in time, he could. I mean, he just proved it on Caterpillar.
Yeah,
he could
but
do a whole
about...
album of Caterpillar and people be like, yo, he's back. But he doesn't really want to.
He doesn't have to.
on the same song, and I got to nitpick his lines only because when they're bad. Shit, they're,
like I pooped Jerusalem.
Shit is real like I pooped like Jerusalem.
Yeah, there's some questionable lines. that Anderson Silva shit, I was just like. Anderson Silva,
like the whole sequence and setup only because is ridiculous.
As soon as he said it, I was like, I pictured Anderson Silva kicking and his shin bone going, ah! And then he tries to stand back like, and he's just like.
Yeah.
Oh, but my you God. Said
it's vivid.
You said M not being on the GOAT list, but he's not on yours.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just questioning. I was just curious because it's
not even in your honorable mention group.
Well, there wasn't.
You mentioned like seven other.
Y'all didn't let me. You said I could to stop.
That's true.
We didn't have a whole podcast. That's true.
Did you have one, Dave?
Yeah.
What's your GOAT? I'm curious.
Macho Man Randy Savage. John Cena. Aiden English. Because he can spit bars now.
Are you
people forget that Jake One produced on John Cena's album. Freddie Fox is on that album.
Like, so these are wrestling rappers that you're ranking.
Because it's a wrestling podcast.
Aiden English is dropping bars now.
He's dropping bars.
There's a couple John Cena songs that weren't terrible off that album. Yeah, I remember when it came out.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. Like I forget who was throwing Flame or Shade or whoever. But I remember someone tweeted back, yo, John Cena sold more albums than you because he sold a ton of albums. Like,
he
real.
Definitely did.
Yeah.
Oh, they made some money off of that. The
sold
gimmick.
More albums isn't necessarily the great debate.
Well, because no, but yeah.
Here's another reason why Will Smith is a GOAT. Unquestionable first ballot Hall of Famer, GOAT.
Skipping out on the Grammys.
Forget a list. First rap album to ever win a Grammy.
First rapper to skip out on the Grammys.
Yeah. But let me tell you, though, when they won, it was the first rap album to ever win the Grammys was Jazzy Duff and Fresh Prince.
Yep.
The Grammys did not respect hip hop, and maybe
they still don't.
So much back then that they did not even televise them winning.
Really?
They didn't. They came there in dope suits and was
I
didn't know that.
Them actually acknowledging like the urban hip hop categories.
It took a while. Boycotted it. Or was that the next year? I thought it was that year they boycotted.
The same year?
Yeah, the year that they won, I thought they boycotted it.
Yeah, because they weren't going to televise it.
Yeah, so it was like, so they were like, well, we don't want to be there. And it was like a lot of other black people that didn't.
Yeah, because they were like, it's not going to be on TV. And they're like, nah, we got to cut it for time. And it's like, oh, well, you got to cut the urban categories for time? Like, that's whack.
Yeah.
So it's arguable that they still don't respect hip hop. But,
they don't.
At that time, and even at the very first one, they didn't. But for that reason, he's forever in history.
I didn't know that.
And I would rank him, I don't know, he's outside of a list to me. He's like...
He has transcended.
He's the eagle standing on top of Mount Rushmore.
Ooh.
That's what Will Smith is to me.
Look at the homer over here. The eagle from Philly.
Yo, speaking of Philly Eagles.
The twig.
Yo, man.
Right?
I just got to make a quick statement about the NFL. Bro, what is going on with the NFL?
Foosball.
Have you all heard?
Yeah, you know what? They have officially fully... punched my ticket to not watching football.
They just drew the very line long in the time. Sand. They were like, okay.
Yo, but big shouts out to the chairman of the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and said that if his players want to...
Oh, wait, we didn't tell him exactly what the NFL did.
Tell him what happened.
Take it back.
Tell him what happened.
Okay, I'm mad at the NFL because I got a CNN update this morning that says the NFL has mandated that
all over the news,
all players must stand for the anthem. Or... You can go stay in the locker room and get a fine.
You can't do it publicly.
$15,000
fine.
That's some bullshit, though.
It's a fine. It's not a penalty.
It's a fine. It's not a penalty, and they're not getting fined for being in the locker room. They're saying that if you want to protest, you have to stay in the locker room and then come out after the anthem.
So as a full team? Individually,
you can stay in there.
But you can't kneel.
And you still get fined for that?
No.
But the New York Jets owner said, I will... pay the fine.
Yeah, the Jets owner chairman said he will pay the fine of his players if they choose to want to protest in public.
Right, because that's what it's come down to is you're going to get a fine if you protest on the field. Because
it's ridiculous,
they're making
it
mandatory.
Man. It's pretty wild that they would do that. Like, it's all these players should just immediately be like, okay, well, we're not playing week one. Now what? You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, that might be the only way that you are going to really hurt the league and the ownership where it happens. If you know the players, like you just said, if they came out and say, you know what?
Like actually creating an impact.
Or even better, week one, all the players come out, national anthem starts, all the players walk out. Everybody dips.
Like during the anthem?
Yeah. Everybody.
And now that's disrespectful.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's disrespectful
to them kneeling to the there's no disrespect in that to me.
But walking during the anthem, yeah. I think that's disrespectful.
I was saying this last year, but I mean they're not gonna get on the same page. They're not all gonna feel like
the NBA.
They have the same amount of money to do the same stuff. Because I was like, they all should just come to a Monday night game and then not play. Mm-hmm. You there. Monday night games is televised.
Yeah.
We're not playing.
The whole world will see. We're not going to play.
Yeah.
That would but you got to hit them in their pockets.
Who are we? And I always say, like, who am I to tell somebody, yo, you shouldn't go to work?
Yeah,
like,
right. That's what I said.
You
that's
work.
And some, you, yeah. and some of these people, you work some of these guys old, aren't rich worth dudes. What the other guys
got a job to do, or you cannot.
That's the thing, because you figure there's a handful of players on the team that can afford and make the money where it doesn't really matter to them. There's a lot of players on that team who are very dependent on making that money.
Yeah, not everybody's making a million.
Who are going to go out there because they need to make this? They need that game check.
Contracts are dependent on like how many games you play, if you're healthy.
Oh yeah, there's incentives, but yeah, I saw that story and I didn't watch a lot of football last season, and I can assure you.
I mean, and on top of that, they dropped some more stupid stuff talking about like the new kick rule, where like the defending team can't run before the return kick or something.
There's a lot of things they're trying to do
because they're trying to stop like
injuries,
head-on collisions.
So you can't return a kick at all?
No, you can return a kick, but they're actually saying that they think that the NFL is getting closer and closer to eliminating the return kick in general. But they're saying right now,
like you permanently take it.
Well, they're moving the kicker up so he can kick it out the end zone.
Well, they're saying like the kicking team,
yeah,
that team can't start running before the kicker kicks. So you know, before like you can start running,
you can't get the running start. Team.
Yeah, there's no running start.
Oh my god. It's going to be all robot. So
you're saying they have to wait until the ball's in the air.
They have to wait until the kicker kicks it. No, well, no. I don't think
once it leaves the foot, then you can start running.
So you're not going to get the flyers that go down there.
Yeah,
and that's what they're saying. And they're saying because the football's
so pussy, yo. They make a football so pussy.
You know what they're trying to get is the concussion stuff.
You know what football, though, is going to be dope?
Here you go. Come on, ESPN.
The XFL.
The XFL.
Well, can't even say that because
the XFL is going to have their own rules.
They just stole Vince's thunder. Vince's whole thing
was... Oh, there's a league coming.
Vince's whole thing was nobody's going to be able to protest, nobody's going to be able to kneel, all that type
and
of
they
stuff.
Just took it
and
from
now
them.
They just... The NFL like, just did
we
it.
We're not doing it either.
So,
no, but you know what's going to happen.
What's and your I think closing?
The players now will have their... Whatever their... they're going to protest by not coming out. So now you're just not going to see players on the sideline on any team or like a few players here and there for the anthem. Which is, you know, that's going to be their way of protesting, which I guess is fair. But they clearly let you know where they stand. Like, yeah, we don't like this, and what? We saw Colin Kaepernick become Time Man of the Year because of this. Now they're like, nah, you're not getting that much power from us anymore.
But, like, people were saying, like, when you protest and stuff, you don't want to be in the back room protesting. Like, you want to be in somebody's face protesting.
Exactly. And that's, why they did what they did.
Out of sight, out of mind. So, like, if you're in the back protesting, the people who want to watch football who don't want to see that aren't going to see it. So they're going to be happy.
But what are they going to turn the camera on? Like, you know how during the anthem they're always showing
the
players.
They can control that, yeah.
Like, like there's just gonna be nothing.
It's gonna be
flying
on the,
around, or?
Right? It's gonna be on the.
Can it be a hawk?
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be on the audience,
the fans.
It's gonna be on the fans. That's what I said.
It's gonna be on the fans doing it. This is interesting. And the NBA has not touched this. They're like,
NBA has a deal set up in place that for them not to do that.
Yeah.
So
do they do the anthem at the NBA?
Yeah.
Do they?
But mm-hmm. I mean about protesting. They have something set up with the players.
That's a very new thing. People tend to forget that they didn't start doing the national anthem at football games until after 9/11. So it's not like it's crazy. Always been that way.
Yeah.
But do football players wear anything on like their jerseys or anything, or do something like the stuff that mm-hmm. NBA players do?
Like what? Logos?
Like when shooting? No, like when shooting's happening and stuff. They wear
no.
Like
the league
black
doesn't
bands
let you. The league doesn't let
not
you
on basketball
on
no.
their jerseys and stuff like that.
You talking about the NBA or NFL?
No, the NBA does. Does the NFL do?
NBA? No, the NFL doesn't let you do anything that's not
even
approved.
They can't even.
That's
wear
why they
beats,
can't,
right?
That's why,
they
that's
were getting
what,
fined
yeah.
for that.
No,
because
they'll
Bose
get fined for
the
their socks.
Headphones.
They'll get fined for their socks. Their shoes.
If their socks are a certain color,
like color, certain length,
brand.
So during like breast cancer awareness, when they wear all that pink stuff, are they getting fined for that?
No,
they
get
approved.
That's a league thing.
The league gets paid by Susan G. Komen.
That's why you also.
Somebody was wearing pink beats and they got fined.
I'm sure.
You said that's because Bose.
Yeah, they're a Bose. And that's also why you only see like the players wearing their custom cleats. during warm-ups. They don't wear them during the game.
You got to take them off.
Because the league will not allow. They'll fine them. The NFL's trash.
Anything that shows your individuality.
NFL is slave owners, man.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for the day that NFL becomes robot football. And then that's when I'll come back.
I told you before football. I say a mutant league mutant football. League.
Well, it's damn near mutant league
like
now.
Like Avengers playing
these,
football?
These guys are mutants.
That'd be yo.
Yo, we're still putting over. So, Neo. Right,
Neo.
You said you're putting something over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man. Yes, I am, damn it. Yeah, see?
What is it? Is
I'm
going
to put
it,
over
is
a video
it,
game,
it is a game
see?
Of the video sort?
I was playing Yakuza Kiwami.
Nice. What do you think about it?
I like it. Yakuza Kiwami is a 2006 action-adventure video game developed by Sega.
Sega!
It is a remake of the first Yakuza game.
You better
so,
be careful saying Yakuza. You're saying Yakuza awful lot.
Yakuza.
Yakuza.
So I'm okay. Digging it. Unfortunately, I was only able to play an hour of it because this week's been like super hectic. Honestly, like Monday, like I just worked a lot. Tuesday, I worked and then supported Ran at the show. And then today, we're recording. And then tomorrow, I get to go see Mick Foley.
Are you going?
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Have a yeah. Nice day.
I'm going to go see Mick Foley with my.
And Dolph.
I'm going to go with my
BFF. I wanted
BFF.
To go. I don't get off work in time, so I didn't.
Oh. Yeah,
it
like
starts
I,
at 7, doesn't
I had,
it?
No. Well, and then we got the meet and greet.
Okay,
so,
that's 5 or
yeah,
6.
Yeah, that's 5. So my Blogvarg, Zach and I are going to go. You guys remember Zach?
Blogvarg.
Yeah, from yeah. He came to the pay-per-view.
Yeah, friend of the show. Super cool.
Are you
he
getting
said,
off early to
hi.
Go there, or are you, or
yeah,
would you
yeah,
already
yeah.
be off?
Yeah, I'm going to get off early to go.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could be there.
Oh,
I'm
you said
flying
hi,
out tomorrow.
Friend of the show.
Tell
what
them
up?
What up?
What up?
We love you, Zach. So we're going to do that. But like I said, like I only got to play the game, you know, a couple minutes. But I really enjoyed it. I'm a big fan of the Yakuza series. But it's good. And I can't wait to go home and play some Overwatch because, you know, they're in the anniversary right now. Mm-hmm. So
2 years,
we got to get in there.
I want to give huge props to our Overwatch. I'm going to play with you.
Yeah, you haven't
have to
even accepted my friend's
tomorrow.
Request.
Oh, sorry. I have a lot in there. Whatever. What's your PSN name? Is it Neo X?
Kayfabe, brother. Put it, yeah, it is
oh,
Neo
you
X.
You don't
want
to tell me.
So that everybody can add you.
You no, don't have to, as I've learned, you don't have to accept all the ads.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I got plenty I don't accept. My name is Mega Ran Music on there, and
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
accept anybody. Everybody's ads.
But yeah, man.
And he don't accept everybody. He's letting you know his ad on.
I'm just saying, I got a whole lot in there, so I pick through him once
if
in a
while.
If
you have a KKK yeah. flag, he's not going
to
accept
ooh.
You.
But I do that on Facebook, too. Sorry to change the subject.
Yeah, no, but try to get together and play on a weekend or something.
Yo, Overwatch has been 2 years old.
Yeah.
And I man, Blizzard just knows how to do gaming, multiplayer, online gaming right. I don't think there's been any game in the console generation
right.
to last this long without like a part two time and you know things like that.
And
Destiny,
and,
they oh it's time
and
for
they
part
didn't
two.
Have to charge you extra.
No DLCs every month. Like they've just kept the game fun and added new stuff without charging. And they've mastered it, but they're eating off that Warcraft money, so they can do that.
So I'm excited though because I'm
you
gonna
can jump
have,
in today and still be like, oh man, this game's a lot
yeah,
of fun.
Yeah, just
know?
Pick it up and play. And honestly, this month is going to be exciting for video games because I have the Street Fighter 30th anniversary pre-order. I just pre-ordered the new Fire Pro Wrestling for PS4
that's
coming out in August.
With New Japan,
and it's going to be good.
I'm still trying to beat God of War before I do that.
Hey, not to change the subject. What were you saying that you do on Facebook?
You
said
I want to borrow. Yeah, I want to borrow God of War.
You said I do that on Facebook too. What?
Not
accept everybody.
So here's my secret on Facebook. Just because you request somebody requests you on Facebook, you do not have to accept the ad. So I just leave people in limbo. I don't decline their ad. But if I meet them in person, they're like, yo, I request you on Facebook. I guess you're full. And I was like, what's your name? And then I slide through. And if you actually are cool, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll add you now. I got that from my buddy Bruno Floss. He's like, yo, you don't know everybody, man. You can't
man,
be letting everybody
like,
in.
I got like 600
people.
People
be sneaky.
I got like 600 requests pending.
Damn, so do I. So,
you remember that one
for
time?
For my Facebook. And I'd be like.
I have family members that have requested me.
This is what I do. It's crazy because I'll go. And I'll be like, how many mutual friends we got? Mm. And if we got like 2 or 3, I'll be like, hold on, let me go to your page and see who you are. Because I'm like, we must have met a certain type of way. Like, in like, I was out of town and I met you through somebody else for you to add me, and we only got like one or two friends.
Or no friends. But that's then, when I'm, no, I get really, you know, really worried.
It's even worse when
no
you friend. Got a whole bunch of friends. When you go and you got like 200 friends and comments.
That means they're a rapper. They're a struggle rapper if you have 200 friends.
Right, and I'd be like, nope.
I wrote a really fun song today that'll eventually come out about how I don't want to hear rappers' music. and it's going to be controversial.
Oh, I don't accept struggle
but
rappers
basically
on
saying
Facebook.
Like, don't ask other rappers for feedback. That's not going to be constructive, and it's not going to help you.
Is that why you posted that tweet about what do you feel about your friends actually supporting your music?
Oh, someone else. I just thought it was a good conversation starter. Okay. But
that's why you posted sitting online talking about rappers.
Yeah, basically, when you sit and waste your time talking about other rappers, you're not becoming a better rapper. You're just wasting your time. Mm. So I think that's important. And homeboy Sandman told me, he's like, "Yo, I don't care if freaking Nas said, yo, son, your raps are okay, but you just got to switch this up." And like, I'm not going to listen to you. Like, this is not written for you to critique me and approve me.
Oh, now I think I had something to do with this.
I don't know, man. If Nas told me how to, like, change up my shit, I'm going to be like, all right,
last week.
If Nas says retire, are you going to retire?
I already retired.
If Nas says,
I already put the pen down.
Never, ever write a poem. You are nothing.
I haven't wrote a poem in years.
If Nas tell me to retire,
I don't need Nas to tell me that.
I'll tell him to retire.
I told myself that.
I'm bringing you out of retirement. You're going to do the intro on my next album.
If Nas tell me to retire,
I'll do it.
Oh, you're coming out of retirement.
See, that was easy.
That was easy.
I'll do it.
Ah, that was way too easy. Let's do it.
It's a retirement on my terms is what I call
if
it.
If Nas tell me to retire, I'm going to tell him to go back to Sweet Chick. Number. Go to Sweet Chick, man.
You
Sweet
would not chick. Tell.
You're going to tell.
To go back Nasir. To Sweet Chick.
Yeah, I will.
You ain't telling Nasir Jones.
Nasir Jones. Yo, go back to Sweet Chick. If he said.
He ain't even on my top five. So.
Dang. Yo, he ain't even in.
Blasphemy.
Whoa, hold up. Who is your top five?
What's your top five?
Rushmore.
No, dude, yeah, you didn't give yours yet.
Yeah.
Nas is not in my top five.
That's
who wild. Is.
Pac ain't in my top five either.
Not in mine.
Who is?
Like Dougie Fresh.
Nah.
The Fat Boys.
Jay would be West in my Side top Gun. Five. Wow, he's trying to play.
Royce.
Probably,
everybody from Detroit.
Royce.
Elzai.
If you.
Jeffrey Simpson.
Mace.
They talk him, but they naming a whole bunch of dope people.
Jay Dilla.
Manny Fresh.
From Detroit.
Trick Trick.
Jet
Hey, my list sounding pretty dope.
Okay, all right. What's your list? The whole Detroit.
Boss, because Boss is from Detroit.
Did y'all say Danny Brown?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
Danny Brown.
He's probably up there. All right, who's your go? Who's your four? Your Rushmore.
Rushmore.
Get y'all four real quick. let's see. Jay, Royce, Jadakiss.
I'm not mad at any of those.
My fourth.
But Nas will smoke all three of them.
Ooh.
Just saying.
His beats won't.
Ooh.
Agreed.
You got a good point there.
And then maybe Push.
Not mad at that either.
And actually, my top four like changes depending on who I feel like listening to at the time.
No, we're saying.
I mean, we all do. But
yeah,
I didn't say Ghostface either, and that's
Ghost is up there for me too.
You know, you got people like that because I was going to say I also didn't say, and I said Jadakiss, and Jadakiss got more commercial records, but I like Styles more. So
wait, you picking people that have signature noises that they make? And I pick my GOAT list based on who has the best. Ad libs. Mm. So Jeezy is number one.
So what about Ross?
Sure. Ross got to be up there too.
Oh,
who's
Ross
a better rapper?
Is the best beat
Rick
picker
Ross
ever.
Or 50 Cent, since they're beefing right now. Who's a better rapper?
Oh, Ross.
I'm just curious.
No question. Ross. Is
Ross.
Better. I agree too.
50 makes better hooks and better.
You know
songs.
Who had a really good ad lib though? Oh. Remember Dub C? He's go.
What side?
He's go.
But you know. Rock, I know where you got that question from.
Yeah.
And it's pretty hard, though, because, like, 50 in his prime, I don't know. Like, Get Rich or Die Trying 50, I don't know. Hot,
but he wasn't, like, super, barring you out, though.
No,
it was, like,
man,
really dope songs.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, but they were really dope songs.
I just think Ross is a better rapper, and Ross
but that was 50's only beats. That was 50's only dope album to me.
Does Ross have the True. Best ear in hip-hop?
He does.
Best
period.
Ear?
After, well, I think he got lucky, man. Mm. With some guys, Justice League?
Yeah.
He fell into Justice League.
Nah, man, even before them, like, Ross always been fucking with, because he was
messing He's always
with
had top
He had Cool and Dre
right.
on the first
one. I didn't like Port of Miami.
What? Man, push it to the limit. You wasn't fucking with Port of Miami.
I feel like we had this discussion on the show before, too. Like, I don't know.
We probably have.
But I think it was Port of Miami and his next album was mainly Kool & Dre.
But when he got with Justice League was when I started checking
for him. Is Push Friday for real? Is Push Friday for real?
Push the T this Friday.
That's what I heard.
That makes me happy.
All right, so we've been way off track, but Rock, I think
it's my turn to put something over.
Let's do it.
With 40 minutes in, which is
I know, right? Honestly, I really don't know, so I'm just going to pick a really dope sports story we've talked about before, but the Las Vegas Golden Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Finals against the Washington Capitals.
Congrats.
I'm not a hockey fan by any means, and typically feel-good stories don't do a whole lot for me.
They're going to make a movie.
I'm from a hockey town. Just what? Hurts that my Red Wings ain't in it.
This is their inaugural season, what Las Vegas went through. It's crazy.
Oh, this is their first.
Yeah, this is their inaugural season. If they win the cup, they're going to be the first expansion franchise in the history of all sports to win their championship the first season out.
It's got
to
be hard.
Now they're going to be going against Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. It's not going to be easy, but. It's a really dope
this is
story.
Like a Mighty Duck story, man.
It really is.
It's well, come on now, it's Vegas. Y'all know what they do.
Yeah, it's really dope
to
see. So
they got mob people hitting people in the knees. Like, come on now,
it'd be a shame if you fell through that ice.
Nancy Kerrigan,
you're about to get ran over by a Zamboni.
What happened to Ovechkin? He got ran over by the Zamboni.
Wasn't there a Deadpool part? I think in the first one.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You're dead in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that was like a steamroller.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So
in 5 minutes.
Big shouts out to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I'll be watching because Stanley Cup hockey is actually very entertaining hockey to watch.
Somebody floating underneath the ice, y'all know why.
Yo, son. And then
that's dark.
To bring back my segment from last week, the Rock Snack of the Week.
Mexican peanuts.
or Japanese peanuts.
I'm actually going to give it up to the young lady who played Domino. Her name is like Zazzy Beetz.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking quite snacktacular.
Yeah, so you don't watch Atlanta, right? Because she's in that. If you watch Atlanta, you would know.
No, it's not.
No, but Atlanta's dope.
But you're talking about the Deadpool movie, right?
Yeah, she's Domino.
She's Childish Gambino's baby mother.
I could have gave it up to Deadpool's wifey because
she's bad too.
A bad one too, but
yeah. I think Domino's look better.
Yeah, plus she was mad lucky.
Now I'm like, man, the superpower I want is luck. I used to always say I wanted invisibility, but I think luck is the one.
Especially watching what she was doing.
So I looked up and read about her afterwards. Yeah. So like her power, like
her superpower was luck?
Domino.
Domino from X-Force.
There was another person in the Marvel Universe who had a lucky superpower.
I don't know. Maybe she does.
We'll get to it.
So not only does her power make her lucky, but it makes you unlucky.
Yeah.
And it makes things happen around her also that things fall into place, and that's just crazy. Like if my power makes me lucky and makes you unlucky, then I win every
time. Good. Yeah. You don't even need a weapon. Like your weapon's gonna jam.
And she really didn't trip. Think about it.
Yeah.
And that happened. Somebody weapon jammed. It's like, oh, you tried to shoot me, your weapon jams. Oh, lucky for me.
Everything was lucky. She's like, I'll be fine.
Yeah. And big shouts out. I gotta give a big shout out to Amazon, man. Amazon had all the superhero movies for rental for $2 over the weekend.
I had
Winter Soldier.
Nice.
Age of Ultron, the first Avengers. I already caught Black Panther.
Cody. Why you renting stuff?
Cody's down. Cody's down.
Dude.
Oh, is Cody
long
a rat?
Shot.
My show box has been acting screwy, too. I think we might have to delete and re-upload.
Yeah, it's long shot.
All right.
Long shot.
Enough talk about illegal means of
I think we're here for the talk of the world of professional wrestling.
Let's talk wrestling.
Before
we get into actual wrestling, because I don't know if there's that much actual wrestling news or action to talk about.
There really isn't.
I have
Let's go back to... Okay. And I like the notes. But a couple days ago, I woke up to a text from one of y'all. Probably was Teak. Who
was it about the...
Dropped the news.
Was it about the...
That WWE...
Was it the Vega Chichis?
No!
That was from Rock.
No.
That was not from me.
That was definitely from you.
That was all me.
That was a good morning.
Okay. It was that Fox reaches an agreement to air SmackDown Live. A might be almost a $1 billion deal to put SmackDown on
Fox.
Right. So more news has came out about that.
Money.
What else has happened?
So that they might be on Fridays now is something that came up.
Friday?
I hope it's not on FS1 or 2 like we were hearing.
I need to be on network TV. That I was hearing that it might be on FS1 or 2. But people are also saying Fox, and I think I had said something to you in the text, just that like Fox did recently get rid of a bunch of programming.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped Lucifer along with some other shows. They dumped
their whole Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which was really popular.
Was it good?
NBC picked that up.
Great show. NBC was like, yoink.
Yeah, they were like,
So they dropped Brooklyn Nine-Nine, they dropped Lucifer, they dropped some other stuff.
I was like, maybe they
dropped this stuff because either they need the money to put into the WWE deal or because they're trying to make room so that they can like replace stuff so that they have room to play SmackDown on Fox.
So
it might be on Fox.
I think it might be. I hope so. Like, I don't want it to go to like a obscure cable station.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I'd rather it be on network TV.
Plus, that for the deal to be as big as it was, they were talking about network TV.
Network TV is where the money is. Fox. So yeah, I hope that happens. I thought this was interesting, and the fact that we as fans have been watching all year and saying, "Man, they're in a bit of a funk." Creatively, stories haven't been going a whole lot of places lately, and we're like, "Man, the product is not really appealing to us." I don't want to say bad right now, but it's not great storyline wise. And then the stock shoots to an all-time high.
$50.
And then, man, I'm like, 2 years ago or a year ago when we started this podcast, we should have all got a bunch of shares because we'd be rich right now. So business is better than ever right now for WWE. No matter how much fans say it sucks and we boo the creative decisions. They're making more money now. Money is falling in from everywhere right now.
Well,
and I just
thought
that was really interesting.
They were saying at that show where Nia challenged Ronda Rousey for the title.
That NBC thing?
Yeah, that was for them trying to like put their bids in for, you know, whatever station that they're going to be on, you know, money contract
weeks
and stuff like that. Like, that's what that show
is.
It's like a preview show.
Yeah, to be like, look what
WWE
got.
Because WWE doesn't have...
Which doesn't make sense, though, because...
To preview, they Nia's have on people Raw. There.
They got
to
preview the storyline.
Yeah, so...
It makes sense.
So they were creating a storyline on there to be...
It makes previewed. Sense, and it made people watch. Like, it was like, oh, these guys are on the red carpet creating storylines that are going to be on wrestling. That's interesting.
It being on Friday is going to screw up the podcast. Unless we're going to...
It really
is. We're going to talk about SmackDown.
It's going to screw up a lot of these guys' like home time. Like, when a lot of the wrestlers get weekend time to be home, and it's going to change their schedule.
No, not necessarily, because if you remember back in the day, they used to record SmackDown on Tuesdays, and it wouldn't air till Thursday.
Yeah, and they were saying that, too, that they wonder if it's going to be pre-taped or if it's going to be live if it's on Fridays.
They like to get them over with in the beginning of the week so that they can have some time off.
Not even that, because they also have the house shows throughout the rest of the week.
House shows, man, but that's going to be, I don't know, that's going to be kind of weak, because then everything's going to get out.
The spoilers
going
to get out there.
Everybody's going to know what's gonna happen before Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's not... It's a small price to pay. We'll still watch it, or I would most times.
I don't.
I don't really watch SmackDown anyway.
I don't watch stuff once I know. Like, if I know who won, then I don't watch the match.
Yeah, so stop spoiling it in the text chain.
Yeah.
Who did I spoil it for you?
I don't know. I'm just giving a shit.
So here's something that happened on Raw.
It was Sammy 3 hours.
Sami Zayn introduced
oh God, I know
Bobby Lashley's sisters. And as predicted, this storyline is as bad as I thought it would be.
They were men.
And they were men. And I just want to ask a question. How like tone deaf are the writers of this show to think like men dressed like women is funny in 2018?
It's not for us, it's for the kids.
Do kids find men in dresses funny?
Yes.
Though?
Yes.
No. Yeah, that's why.
Kids find
men, really?
Kids
Mrs.
find
Doubtfire and
kids find men in dresses and funny.
Hello.
And he said the clumps. What was Martin's
Madea,
movie?
Big Mama.
Oh, you're talking about Big Mama's House.
These movies make millions.
It was probably in poor
taste.
Big
Mama's House had 3 movies.
But I just think it's
poor
taste.
Why in the world would it have 3 movies?
Not that it's like funny to kids, but I just thought it was in poor taste.
Well, the fact that
for us that we're like, oh man,
Sammy is being like, you know, total. You know, it's a total dick move.
He's
on
being
Sammy's
a bad
part.
Guy,
yeah.
But I understand being a bad guy. But
yeah.
Something like the little person, the other time. Like, I just don't think that those are things you need to get over anymore.
Vince McMahon's like,
he's just stuck in the 80s.
Throw him out there.
Actually, for them to have like the little guy, and then, like
beautiful.
A couple weeks later have men dressed up like women. That's kind of like, man, that's too throwback.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to do the Attitude Era again. What's next? Somebody going to give birth to a hand?
No, didn't Shinsuke say something about a pillow on a pole?
A pillow fight?
Pillow fight. That was funny. That was funny. That was funny, though. Yeah, I like that.
All right,
I wish they'd bring back a bra and panties match with some of these divas these days. Just saying.
They're not divas anymore. They're superstars.
Okay. Okay, so here's what's interesting. We had a return of Stephanie McMahon on Raw.
Real quick, has anyone heard the lyrics to her theme song?
But that's a random question. No.
I always try to like...
There's a site called Genius.
Get down. I just snap my fingers.
Yeah, like,
I just jam out.
She did come back, though.
I gotta look
at
the lyrics.
She came back straight with the shovel, yo. She buried everybody. I thought that was really interesting.
Which I like the little the Kevin Owens when he had his arm on her. Yeah. And she's just like,
Don't you dare touch me.
And that's what she's supposed to do.
Because that storyline never got wrapped up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
it's like, yo, we're not buddies.
Well, can we like real talk? Let's talk about because it's becoming like a weekly segment. Where are your thoughts with Roman right now?
I think they're doing the right thing with Roman,
but I don't know. But he's saying like, yo, you want to talk to me? Say to my face, you know, like being aggressive towards women, for lack of a better word, you know. And then also,
the big dog is always aggressive towards women. Come on now.
He's being a little heelish right
now.
Like it's some tweener stuff happening where like he's he's very cocky. He like does what he wants. He's disrespectful to everybody. Mm. And but they teamed him up with Seth, and everything seems to be.
Speaking of Roman and being Shield healed, dust. What about that
Shield brother?
The Samoan Stable talk. The Samoan Shield talk.
Where did y'all get that from?
No. Where did
source?
I've
What's
seen
your
that
source?
Too. I was on 411mania.com. I've seen that story before.
It was from an interview with
friend of the show
outside of wrestling. Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if at some point they did.
Yeah, he said, you know, like we're brothers. He's like the chemistry is there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The story is already there.
It would be cool.
He's like
put together.
It would be great for Jimmy and Jay. They get,
no, they're fire,
right.
though.
And
no,
they, but to put them on.
And, oh.
And well, they mentioned when they've done it before, when they were like the Bloodline or something like that. When
did they do it before?
When the Usos were the painted Usos.
Short time where they were doing backstage stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was against the club or something.
Like, we're family. Saying. We got your back. You know, and, that kind of thing.
And they were saying that the Usos was getting booed back then for helping out Roman.
For helping Roman.
But they were like, now that the Usos are heels. They wonder how the dynamic would be if they all linked up. Would Roman then go heel?
Yeah.
But Roman does what he wants. He could be like, well, you're not going to treat me fair on Raw.
The big dog.
I'm leaving.
Right. I'm going to SmackDown. You think he can't go to SmackDown?
I'm bringing my family.
I'm going to hang out with the Usos.
All right. Are the Usos just.
Hey, Us.
The Usos what up, just Us? Show up on Raw and help him. Like,
they could it ain't just like pop
they
out get, one
it
day.
It ain't like they beating the Bludgeon Brothers right now anyway.
According to the club. The Usos are just a bunch of nerds.
Okay, I do want to bring that up, that the club
they
got,
went over.
Got a win for once.
Woo!
They're now number one contenders. They get to go get smashed by the Bludgeon Brothers.
No!
They're not winning that match. Are they winning that
match?
Have
you seen Carl Anderson's abs?
Are they winning that match?
Have you seen the abs on that dude?
Yo, Machine Gun is getting cut.
Have you seen the traps on Luke?
Yo, first off, He's Machine Gun is a beast, but They're not beating the Bludgeon Brothers.
They should.
Bludgeons are going to – they got to just knock everybody off.
They should beat the Bludgeons.
Why should they?
Because they're
just
good.
Just because you want to
– they're a better team than the Bludgeons.
They are so much of a better team than the Bludgeons.
But they're not over right now. It's not their time.
The Bludgeon Brothers ain't even over right now. They're just so big that
– they're just physical.
They have to –
they're physical.
Right, I think they owe
they
these guys a
They have to beat everybody to make them look dominant.
Yeah.
And they're just the next in line to take physical. That out.
Right, and that's why they did that. Come on now, the club hasn't done anything. They just automatically throw these guys in the number one contendership for them to lose.
Just
it's not
And that's not a pay-per-view worthy match, honestly. I hate to say it.
Is that Money in the Bank?
It's going on Money in the Bank. I don't really want to see that match. As much as I love the club, I don't want to see that match.
Do you really want to watch Jinder and Roman wrestle though?
I'm also mad because it doesn't.
Roman
like,
can wrestle.
Like it doesn't.
He's gonna make Jinder look good.
I'm just saying. Like, do we really want to watch that match? I don't.
Not really.
I don't care who wins.
Jinder and Roman.
He's gonna make Jinder look.
They're
good,
saying
though.
Like, oh, who's gonna get the most chance or who's gonna get over? CM Punk is gonna go over. Beach Ball is gonna go over.
Yes, chance.
Yes, Rusev Day is gonna get over.
And the bathroom
Rusev
is gonna win.
Rusev Day.
Yo. So before we even y'all want make me want to talk about this now. Before we even really talk about SmackDown,
what's that?
Like this the Money in the Bank card. Like, we just watched Backlash, which was back trash. and now this Money in the Bank card. I mean, we're getting Shinsuke and AJ again.
Right.
Which is not like we're tired of watching Shinsuke and AJ fight yet.
Right.
Well, but it is. No, that's where I was getting at.
We're
it
getting
is kind of
for me
getting
isn't.
There. So
for
if
me
they're
isn't.
Not going to give Shinsuke the
it's,
title,
it's proper build
then
up.
It's getting build up to what, though? We're going to
No, they're continuing to give it proper build-up.
Right. So is Shinsuke going to win this match?
Shinsuke and AJ continue to have proper build-up.
Is Shinsuke going
to
win this
I
match?
I can't say.
What do you mean you can't?
I cannot say.
You say all the time.
No, I will say it.
Who do you say will win?
Let's get to the go home show, and then I'll give you an opinion.
Whoa! All right. Yeah. Ooh, some fire from Neo X over here.
If Shinsuke doesn't
flame on,
if Shinsuke doesn't win that Money in the Bank, are you tired of this feud?
You know what? Something popped up during that match, right before the match started, and I forgot about it.
You forgot about their match?
No, I forgot. No.
Pillow fight.
That's what I thought he was saying.
There was a graphic that came up on the screen, and I forgot about it. Shinsuke is the Royal Rumble winner.
Yeah.
Yes. Of this year.
Yeah.
Like so he's going to be on top for this whole year, I think. Mm.
Is that the rule?
No. But that means they have a lot of faith
in him.
Are you saying that he's going to win this?
He's going to be in the main event or winning or something all this year, I think.
And he has been since WrestleMania.
Yeah, but it's only just been those two.
Randy Orton last year won it, got the title, lost it to Jinder. Had a bunch of matches with Jinder.
They had like
to kind of
like,
put them over.
They had like a three pay per view.
Yeah, like three straight.
Yeah.
So this is kind of going that same way, and I think Shinsuke will get it eventually, but maybe not for long.
I agree. Eventually,
not for long. He'll have a short run.
I think he'll have a short
or
run.
Short
outside
rain.
Of these Money in the Bank matches, I just don't see a lot. That this pay-per-view is bringing.
Well, that's what it's all about, the Money in the Bank matches. I just wish they weren't all like 6, 7, 8 man. Like, that's too many. Like, split them up into other matches and then make a tournament or something. I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, there's only one prize, you know? So I kind of feel like they have to. Like, their hand is forced at that point.
Did you guys say that they weren't doing a tag Money in the Bank?
No, they're not.
No, they're like, you can enter a tag team, and that's where the New Day comes into play.
Okay, I thought that they might have been doing like a tag team Money in the Bank.
So here's what, they're not doing that. It's just a men's and a women. That would be cool, though. But
it would be.
All right, so.
I have a thought about Money in the Bank, if that's okay.
What's up?
Shorty, what's your drink?
Which of the New Day members do you feel?
I was about to get to that.
Hey!
I thought we did that last week.
Same page.
Sort of.
We kind of did, but there's an article that came out, Ryan Dilbert of Bleacher Report, who said, Money in the Bank 2018 is not the time for the New Day to finally break up.
Whoa.
Maybe. Now, the Miz TV segment this week on SmackDown, they had them all on there.
It led
there.
To a little speculation.
Who's gonna be the one to do it? And they're all like, me. Like, they're just like, either they're just joking, or maybe they're foreshadowing that they're not going to agree.
It is not foreshadowing. It's just like the who. Like, who?
I got a funny
that's what they were doing. Come
new
on
day
now.
Tidbit.
So they're not breaking up.
No.
Okay. I think they're too much money. But again,
too much money.
As a group, they
But they could still be friends. And like I said, hoist Big E up to that briefcase.
Yeah.
And they're all friends, but Big E's a main event.
And that's what Kofi said. Kofi said if they take the briefcase, they all become Mr. Money in the Banks. You know, so.
But there's only one person who can win the top, who can wear a strap.
But that's Freebird rule.
That's interesting.
You know?
Or they
I would
could,
like
they
to
could
see the
totally
Freebird rule
this.
For one title because
they're
they
all
haven't
be involved.
Yet.
I think it would be a cool storyline. It won't mess anybody up. They can get their stories back on track quickly, and Kofi could get what he deserves. I think they cheat big time to get Kofi it. Shinsuke wins, and then they triple team Shinsuke, and they let Kofi get the pin. And then afterwards, I guess who would do it? They don't have a heel GM on SmackDown. Like somebody would have to strip them of the title. Like they win it for one day. And
Hello.
Then somebody says,
Paige here.
I'm sorry.
Paige here.
It's not the rules. Like, we can't. And everybody boos, but Kofi is a one-day champ. He's a world champ. And completing the cycle. Every one of them
cycle.
Is a one-day champ. And then they just move on with their
it's like
story.
A, like,
it's
like,
a very New Day thing.
It's like Christian.
I think that
like
the
Christian
New Day
back
should
in the day?
Cheat to win a title and then turn heel.
That's what he said.
And then they be heels.
Well, I mean, well, if they triple-team Shinsuke, people will cheer. They won't, like, boo that. If they just stomp him out.
Yeah, because Shinsuke is getting legit boos at this point.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's finally crossed
building,
over where people
building
don't
real
like
heat.
Him.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm saying on top of what you're saying, don't take the title from them. Because the only way that the title could work with them all three having a title is to be heels.
Because you got to cheat.
Yeah.
Like when they had their tag team run and they broke the record. They were cheating every time.
If you being Freebird with the title, so that means that you got like two managers coming down with you to the ring. Like, cheat.
Yeah,
and be,
cheat every
and be
time.
Cheaters.
I mean, it's Miz
throw pancakes in people's faces.
Like same thing with the Miz Taraj. I think it could work. I don't know if they're going to do it, but I think it would be dope.
So you guys were saying something about Jinder and
hold up,
and Roman. Do
New Day.
New Day segment.
Oh, yeah, he's got a New Day point.
Do y'all follow Graves on Instagram?
Corey Graves?
I do. Not on yeah. Instagram. I think on Twitter.
Oh,
I do,
man.
So I guess. That Big E?
Yeah, the picture. I guess Graves had a ring jacket thrown at him, and he stabbed himself in the finger with a pencil.
What?
But the person he's blaming for the toss of the ring jacket is Big E. Just go to his Instagram post and look at the photo that he posted of Big E. It's hilarious, man.
It's like
man.
A gymnast pose.
He's like, leg up. It's hilarious, man. It's that first one. Yeah. Keep scrolling.
Okay.
Next one.
Oh. What the heck? Last night during SmackDown Live, I suffered a debilitating injury.
Debilitating.
As a ring jacket was thrown at me, causing the point of my trusty pencil to be lodged into my palm. I powered through the broadcast, but the culprit must be brought to justice. The culprit is none other than Big E. That is a picture of him with like his leg wide open.
Because Big E wears that big ass duster.
With a very Big E face on his face.
Duster and a singlet.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Yo.
I was going to say to you guys, like, if this in this gender versus Roman feud,
yeah.
That's only going to propel gender.
Oh, yeah. Gender's the winner.
So
it's weird.
What do you guys think about that? Because I feel like WWE, like management, writers, whatever, like they know this.
What
like
if
you
it was
know anybody against Roman
during that match
gets no, the better part
boosts,
of the deal?
But it also boosts gender status.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Because he's been getting like treated so badly on Raw that it finally gives him a chance to. If he gets a cheap win,
it's bringing
then
him
he's
back
in the title
up, but
picture.
It's also getting him.
He's gonna throw a sing at him, right?
Yeah, he'll throw a sing at him.
Where's the other sing like at? Is the other sing hurt?
He's throwing hurt, sings
hurt. Like hurt, hurt.
Yeah,
Braun throws chairs.
Gender ended up
like he throws logs
like that.
By accident.
I was saying like Braun throws chairs.
Oh yeah,
he just allegedly. Throws sings.
What did Braun do on Raw? Because I didn't see it.
He fought against Finn Balor.
Oh, Finn Balor.
It was a really good match.
Okay,
he won. Right,
super good. Yeah, you know Braun did win, but.
Finn takes losing really well.
But Braun also paid some respects to Finn.
Oh, yeah.
Like, real
I think
heavy.
I think they worked together in the UK, too.
Yeah, and they were a tag team. And
that's
so the whole approach was like, hey, we want to get a rematch against Dolph Ziggler and Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And they said no, or Stephanie McMahon said no. And like, no, you guys going to fight against each other. Braun smashes an apple. And they go and
Bruh.
Yeah, and they duke it out, and it was a really good match. It really it really gave some credibility to Finn Balor, the fact that he can go up against a giant, a monster among men,
and he still looks strong.
And he still looks strong.
I mean, he didn't win, but he can still looks strong.
Well, it took two power slams to take down Finn Balor.
He just wanted to give him two.
So
he
but
took
he didn't
two.
Kick out.
Right, he didn't kick out. But,
come on now, tell
but it drives the point home, though.
I'm about to say.
It took two.
That's the skeptical African meme.
Well.
No, that's just Braun wanting
to
give
tell
him.
Me.
Yeah.
Braun just wanted to give him two.
Okay.
He didn't kick out one.
But
okay.
See, Braun was so scared, he needed to give Finn Balor
he was so
two.
Scared.
In order to put
did
him
Finn
away.
Get up right
just
away, or
to
was
make
he
sure.
Or did he lay there and sell it?
Oh, he was a pancake.
Okay. Just checking.
That's
you
good.
Never know.
That's
yeah,
good.
He was
the
pancake.
Sell job makes the move look even better.
Yeah. It'd be you know what I wanted to see, and this is just me speculating. I wanted to see Finn Balor kick out at three. Just so that, like, you know, Braun still
like
takes
even though
pin.
He lost,
even, yeah,
but he still
just
kicked
so,
out.
He kicked out like
after
yeah, like,
two of them though?
No, like,
nah.
Yeah. Just so that he has.
And then what? You get the monster versus the demon?
Well, no. Maybe. But just because it shows that he has heavyweight appeal.
Well, it just goes back to a conversation
that
we were
yes,
having before.
Me? Yes.
But that kind of kills Braun a little bit.
No, that's why I was saying
no,
it goes back to a conversation we were
win.
Having before. Remember when we were talking about who can beat Brock for the title and who would look more like. I wouldn't see Finn going against Brock or Finn going against Braun for the title. He's too small.
But if he won,
but you guys were saying
but if he
that
won it that way.
If he Seth, held his own against
yeah,
Braun,
it
maybe.
Gave him appeal.
But he's so tiny.
Shut up.
But I remember you guys saying that it would
this
look
is what
good.
This McMahon says backstage. But he's so small.
I remember you guys said it would
he's
look
a cruiserweight,
good
pal.
For Seth to win, though. Like if Seth
yeah.
beat Brock.
But he's not 295.
They've been beating. They've been building Seth up.
Oh yeah, it's like Seth
for a
is,
minute now.
I think Seth is being built to take the title.
Oh, he's being groomed
from
again.
But he's
for
got
the second
IC.
Or third time.
But now as a good guy, it's different as a face. Like because there's no pure baby faces anymore, and he's like one of the few.
Yeah,
him
he's
and Finn
one of the few.
Are like the few.
Him and Finn. That's why they would team and Finn together, keeping them buddy buddy.
And Tanahashi.
So yeah, he's
and
pure.
AJ.
And AJ's pure. What was I about to say about
pure bloods?
Oh yeah, Jericho said once on his podcast, and yeah, he said the most disrespectful thing you can do to somebody is kick out after three. Like that's like a low key disrespectful. Like you didn't really hurt me that bad. And that's what you know who did that famously in one of the most famous matches of all time.
Hogan?
Hogan did it against Andre.
Yeah.
When he got pinned, he still kicked out.
Yeah.
At the three. Didn't talk about that on the documentary because Andre probably wanted to kill him.
Yeah. They said that's like the most disrespectful thing you can do because it doesn't sell your strength.
But
it
makes you look. Yeah. No. But at the same time, if you're going into like if you're doing the quote unquote job for someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't make sense now because Braun is young and he still has life mm-hmm. a lifespan with the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone older, let's say Cena, let's say you gave it to like let's say Cena did like an Avalanche AA to Finn, mm-hmm. and if he would have kicked that at three, oh, like he would have got by with the skin in his teeth.
Are you saying kicked out? Are you saying after kicked out three. After the three count yeah. or kick out at three like they didn't get?
Well,
three?
No, like Cena will take the win. But the fact that he tried to kick out at three.
Okay. But then it looks like controversy. Like, oh, did he kick out? No. Did he make it? No, he didn't. Oh, we got a winner. You know what I mean?
Well, and
it
like,
would turn into controversy, which spoils the win.
Controversy aside, just to see that his resiliency during the match. Like,
but I think that kills somebody's finishing move.
I don't think so.
Finn
should not be kicking out after two power slams. Nah. He should be laying there looking like he's dead.
I understand you want to build him up and prove to the world that he can fight the big guys, but I think that's been proven.
Yeah, he should be flat Balor at that point.
The fact that he's not on 205 is
proven.
How has that been proven, though?
He hasn't really taken anyone else.
He was
else.
The first ever Universal Champion. It's been proven. He beat Roman his first night out.
With an injury.
Come on, bro. He beat Roman first match.
So everybody knows that he won with an injury.
Indeed.
His whole 24/7 or 365 or whatever his show was all about that.
About the injury. Mm. Here's what's something to be excited and look forward to. Next week on SmackDown. Main event.
Daniel Bryan versus Samoa.
Yeah.
Yo.
That's going to be a good match.
Dun, dun.
You on what show?
Dun-dun.
SmackDown. We got Daniel Bryan versus Samoa Joe.
I like how for the
Money in the Bank spot.
That wasn't even the most exciting thing about SmackDown.
Like Tom Cole was like,
for the first time ever in the WWE.
Oh, yeah, you got to say in the WWE.
Daniel Bryan
it wasn't Almas beating some more enhancement talent. See? Another enhancement win.
Okay. You know now I agree with Teak. I had enough of the enhancement wins.
No, I haven't.
The Hammerlock DDT wasn't even dope this time.
The best part about it,
dude, because he watched the 15-minute SmackDown.
You know, no, the part that was dope. The part that was dope.
Skipped ahead. It was like we only had him, and then he was on the ground.
The part that was dope is that he
botched it.
He did that front pump kick into that spinning back elbow.
And he spun. Yeah, that was dope.
I've never seen that before. That was sick.
That was dope.
That was sick.
But why are we selling this guy against enhancements?
I had enough enhancements. Is Money in the Bank full? Is it now? Andrade can't get in.
Not yet.
It's not full. Somebody
okay
has to come
it.
Out and like, interrupt his next
this
thing.
This is good to me, for
or
me.
He has to interrupt.
I like it.
I like it too.
Maybe somebody get injured who's already in it, and then he gets into it or something. Because like, isn't this going to be the last?
No, because his promos are about taking.
There's
it.
One more.
He's taking
it. He got to take it.
He's got to take it.
Also, one thing I didn't like. How about how we rewarded Daniel Bryan for injuring Big Cass?
I'm okay
and
with
now
that.
He gets another match and another chance to get into the Money in the Bank.
Is Big Cass legit hurt?
How?
No.
Okay. I hope not.
I mean, he was talking shit.
That would suck.
So he just got dealt with.
No, I heard this.
Everyone, that was like so like
I
90s hip hop.
I heard this online.
He was talking shit. He got dealt with.
Look, I'm going to just run with this. He fake injured him so that he can come and interrupt his Money in the Bank match against Samoa Joe.
I like that.
And then Samoa Joe is going to get into it, and Big Cass is going to get his revenge.
So it's like
against
accelerating against Daniel Bryan. A little bit more.
Yep,
but Samoa Joe's going to be
furthering their
Big Cass's
feud.
Ass.
Okay.
Or he's going to interrupt, if Daniel Bryan makes it to that match, he's going to come out, pull Daniel Bryan off the ladder, injure him on the side while the match is going on to keep him out of it.
Wow.
And it's going to continue their feud. Which I don't want to see. Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see.
Speaking of things nobody wants to see.
Feud.
Wait, no.
A big ass feud.
I'm not. We're not going to mention this guy at all. So
why?
Let's move on. Hey, I was going to talk about.
Because we haven't had a burial tonight.
So I think it's time to have a burial of the evening, and then we can end it off.
Burial with a of the week.
What are we burying?
Y'all figure it out while I cue the music up.
What are we going to bury this week?
Let me think.
Who's getting buried this week?
Hmm.
How about that lawyer in New York?
Didn't you bring him up last week?
No, that was Becky from the barbecue.
No, I know who I want to bury, and we can talk about this. We're gonna we get to go into a little bit of hip hop chat before we get out of here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready to bury.
Are you about to bury that jazz guy?
No.
Oh,
nope.
Oh, Winston Marsalis or Branford or Winston or
it was when Miles Davis already buried him. I'm good.
Okay. Yep. As long as somebody did.
All right.
Jesus.
you ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let it go.
Hey, that's Star-Lord.
Vivian Baker. All right. Well, anyway, it's time for the burial of the week. And it hurts me to do this because just a few weeks ago, we talked about how he's like a modern-day GOAT in rapping.
I'm curious.
The new Tupac.
Are you talking about King Kendrick?
Is it Gambino?
The Pulitzer Prize winner.
Oh, you're talking about how the... I know what you're talking about.
Kendrick Lamar Duckworth. I have to...
Duckworth?
I'm sorry, that's his last name.
Yeah, this is his last name.
I have to bury you, sir.
Did you not hear the song?
Did you hear about what he's done this week? So, during tour, he invited a lady on stage.
White lady. Just for context.
A Caucasian.
And had her
American.
Sing a song of his called Mad City.
Yes.
A song that has more N-words in it than I can count.
Lots of N-words.
Did you know the hook?
And decided to...
Man down, where you from, my ninja?
Yeah. And then had this lady sing every word. Then stop her and say, no, you can't sing that word. Stop doing that. Do it again without doing the word. Now, I don't know if
Man
this is
down.
A plant.
Where you from?
I don't know if this was... First of all, everybody should be able to omit words when they need to.
Yeah.
I got into a really ridiculous debate on Facebook about it. And I think that is something that... Yo, you can't say it, bruh. You just can't say the word.
You ain't allowed.
You ain't allowed. Yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, it's double standard. Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, it's whatever.
It don't matter.
Just don't say it. Yeah. Anyway, one thing I've learned, though, is that, unfortunately, and I don't want to sound racist, but one thing that white people don't like
you will.
Is being told that they can't do something.
Oh, yeah.
So therefore, people will attempt
it
to
challenge
It
also don't them. Help when a bunch of these rappers are telling them that they can say it, like at shows.
So this is why I'm burying Kendrick, because what was the point you're trying to prove? Like, at this point, this is a bad way to make this point. You bring up a girl, you put her in a position where she's like, I'm a fan of your music. You want me up here, that means you want me to sing the words correctly.
I thought you gave me permission.
So it puts her in a really weird spot. So I hope people don't do stuff to her, like dox her and find out who she is and try to get her fired.
Don't put Twitter on the case.
Don't do that. Like,
Twitter finds everybody.
I feel like he put her in a really rough situation where it's like, you want to impress your favorite rapper, you're on stage with him, you want to sing the word. Like, it just didn't need to be done. It was awkward. It was really weird.
And it's like, I always hear people say, like, at shows, like, oh, if I hear a white person say this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, that show, that's like the TDE concert, right, that's going on.
Yeah.
Like, that show was huge.
Tons of people.
Tons of white people saying the N-word in the crowd. You're not stopping the show.
You're not going to stop the show.
And a bunch of white people would be saying that, like, at Kanye's show.
Well.
But I'm just saying, like.
Yeah. It's,
I'm
you
sure
can't
that
stop
he's
everybody.
Even on stage, like, maybe pausing or putting the mic out, like, for the crowd to say the stuff. So you know that
it's just
the crowd is
going to
be mainly
thing.
White, and they're going to be saying the N-word.
So, what do you do?
You
can't do anything about it. And I just don't think that that's the right way to do
Y'all
it.
Y'all should just not say it.
Maybe
that's
just,
the only thing
if,
that...
If you don't...
Pick a different song.
So now here we are.
Pick a different song.
No, just don't
say it. Don't play one of your hits.
Don't play the hits. I think, honestly, man... It's hard. You can't tell people not to say it if you're saying it and they. But however, they should have the constraint to be able to be like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Also,
just don't say it. Like,
who's
like
just don't say it?
No,
white people or Kendrick?
Yeah, no, white people. Like you were saying, like just have restraint. Like, let's say if you are a white person and you had restraint to not say nigger, then when you were at the show and the song was going on, you would not say it.
You just wouldn't say
because you already know. Hey, I don't say it. But y'all are all there saying it, so what is the problem with just
Concert Courtney was just out of pocket, man. Concert Courtney
Concert
was out of pocket.
Courtney. We have Barbecue Becky, Concert Courtney.
I just
want
to know what's the problem with just
Concert
not saying it.
Caitlin. No, okay, so here's what's the problem. It's just a word. Just don't say it.
Well, now, shouldn't Kendrick said, hey, you should, hey, sing the song, but hey, do the radio edit? I don't know.
You don't do the radio edit
I don't
on
know.
Tour, though.
It's hard. He's not. He didn't do the radio edit on tour. Now, here's where TDE, and again, this is why a burial. This is why a burial had to. No, don't even say ninja. Like, don't replace. Just don't say the word.
Let Kendrick say the nigga.
He can.
You don't use the word like. I mean,
I don't.
I know you personally. I don't even know if I've heard you say the word more than like 10 times.
If I'm repeating something.
Yeah.
But like I've never used it in music.
I think I've heard him say it, but it's not his.
It's not his.
He does a face after he says it.
And it's never a term of endearment if I say it. It's never like in replacement of friends.
So you don't
never.
Fall into that category.
Never. Okay. I don't believe in
like,
that at all.
I broke this peanut like, when he said that because I do. It's kind of like, I call everybody
how,
my nigga.
How text going right. Be like, you know, my beloved or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't use that word as a friend. I say that's my homie, my dog, my bro. Like, I won't say that. I don't think it should replace it. I think it's a negative term.
No,
this is me. But I can accept it if somebody says, yo, Mayoran's my, I'm going to accept it. I know, but at some point, product of environment is not always an excuse because we grown men.
Yeah.
And
let me hit that one more time, Rock.
Some point, you got to get out of it.
The environment is more like, I'm not saying that, but it becomes more of a routine.
Yeah. I feel that.
Like you become normal to it.
Well, it becomes
within the environment.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right.
That part of the environment becomes part of you. You're used to saying it so
that's
much.
True.
And people saying it so much to you.
Right.
Which is why it's hard when white people be like, man, I grew up in the hood.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, white say people it to say me. It. I say it to him. Like, but you know what? That dude kind of let you say it where you at.
He
but
gave you a don't personal know. Pass.
That's a personal hood pass. Personal pass. That's not going to apply
don't know you outside of that block.
Yeah.
You can't revert to that when somebody punches you in the face.
That's real.
Like, oh man, my man's.
That's
but,
real.
But my homie back in my neighborhood.
Because I legit, like, honestly, like, it's not a word I use, obviously, because I'm not African American. There's like one.
Yeah, but all group brown of, people can say it.
No, there's like one. There's one group of friends that I do have where, yeah, I might use it occasionally. But I don't use it around the rest of my black friends. I don't.
This is what we
learned. And it's only because I know those guys. Mm-hmm. That's what those guys.
Right.
Like, not everybody's going to react the same way.
Right.
You learn about mixed company.
Smart.
And what I might be saying might be a personal pass also.
Yeah.
I felt like, I thought it was like that for all black people. I thought Mexicans was niggas too. I thought Asians.
That's something new.
I thought Asians
and hearing
was
like,
too.
Hearing like essays, Detroit, well, no, like drop N-bombs all the time is weird.
That's weird to me.
But
that's
you know how that is. But that came through.
Yeah, it's weird.
When they're just talking in conversation. When they're just talking in conversation.
Hold on one at a time.
Okay.
No. You talking about in music or talking?
No, just everyday life.
Talking.
Okay.
Hearing a group of Mexicans dropping N-bombs every other word is weird to me.
Yeah. If I see a bunch of that happening, I would
Then what's the word?
What are you doing over here?
Huh?
Then what's the word?
Value meal?
What do you mean, what's the word?
What's the word, homie, bro? Whatever.
What do Mexicans say? Like, the Mexicans out here, that's
don't look
like
at me, just because I'm Mexican, like I know this shit.
That is exactly why I'm looking at you. Yo. Like, the Mexicans, the that's in the barrio with the, you know.
The barrio homes.
See? Okay, so what they say?
A lot of them say, like,
what do like, essay mean?
We have their own. They have
essays
their own.
Like homie or
yeah. But a lot of them say way or.
But a lot of them have adopted the N word.
Yeah,
they have,
and it's weird. It's super weird.
No, amongst they got a lot of black Latinos. Friends.
Yeah. No, they're just hip hop Mexicans. No, they're just hip hop kids.
So they
may not even have.
Black so
a lot of them
the
maybe hip hop kids.
Do hip hop? Yeah. Okay. Like, that's where it comes from. It's because people have now co-opted it and adopted it as a hip-hop term.
Well,
and maybe it is to some cases, but I don't
know. Do you know how hard that is when you're like what he's saying versus an inner city, like Detroit or Philly or something like that, where it's past hip-hop. It's culture or it's just, like you said, like the neighborhood. Versus he's saying like Mexican people out here who just picked it up because they heard it in hip hop.
Well, and
I'm
like,
assuming that's where they heard it. I don't know.
That's just an assumption.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm taking that assumption and saying, well, where do you draw a line then? Do you say,
you
like,
say, yo, don't say it around people who you're not sure if they're going to kick your ass about it.
But yeah.
Like,
also,
that's really what it is.
Do you also feel like nobody other than if you're black say it? Or are you saying nobody should say it?
I just said it. I said don't say it around somebody
like,
who
you
think will fight you over it.
Like, you get the pass, then it's there. But like,
I think it's easier to just not say it.
It became more.
The rappers are giving people passes at the show to say it there.
You're at
are
a
they
show.
Though?
You're
I don't know if they
show.
Are.
Ooh, yeah.
No. This is why I wanted to get to,
they
but
are.
I kept getting cut off.
They're saying, hey, say it.
This is what TDE has to get on their own the same page. Because Schoolboy Q at shows says, all right, y'all, everybody today, y'all my N-words, so y'all can all say it. And then Kendra comes up and says, oh, no, wait. Well, no, you can't. So it's like, y'all got to get on the same page.
I heard people
so
saying
the pass
that.
Was
I heard
given,
people saying
the
Conway
was
doing it at shows, talking about, exactly. Hey, man, I know it ain't no racist shit going on in here.
That's,
so y'all can say it, but they know that they're doing songs
but you're
where
in
they're
a,
saying
Yeah, you're in a position.
So
you want them to
times.
Sing your words.
Yeah.
But But still, be careful that you're not offering them a pass that's not good once they step out.
Like,
you know?
Yeah, be careful it's not a universal pass.
Be responsible for your words. That's all.
Like, it's not a universal pass. This is just for today.
You can't be like, but Schoolboy Q said I could.
It ain't, even for today only. Not going to work. It's for right here while you in this venue. Because once you step out this building and say, nigga, somebody might punch you in the face.
Okay, but yeah. But I
and that's what people were arguing on Facebook with me, like, oh, it's obviously with the girl. What did we say? Kendrick
Courtney.
Courtney. There was no maliciousness in her repeating his words.
But until Twitter investigates and goes to her Facebook page and she's got like KKK shit everywhere.
It's just irresponsible. It's not. It's no malicious. She's just saying what she heard on the record a million times. But she doesn't realize that that's not okay.
And so therefore, doesn't make it right.
It's Kendrick correcting her. And that's what I'm saying. We're not old enough or too old or too stuck in our ways to be corrected.
Right.
So I say that to say, today, I'm about to, we're going to end the show probably pretty soon. But
well, I mean, and I let me just
wait, let me get my point out.
Okay, okay.
Okay, and then you can say your thing. This is what I want to do. I want us.
It's this not gonna be relevant anymore.
The argument I get. Oh, you because I'm gonna like put a stamp in it. Pretty so maybe much. Okay. So you go ahead.
So the only thing that I was gonna say is because we were talking about you know Latinos being able to say it is because it came from people like Cypress Hill, Fat Joe, DJ
Cypress
Khaled.
Hill's Cuban or B-Real's Cuban. Fat Joe's Puerto Rican. It's different for Mexican. It's different, dog.
Yeah, these are people that are of African descent.
See,
that's maybe the confusion.
Afro Latino,
though.
Maybe
you're right. It's Afro Latino.
They spoke Spanish.
But here's the point.
That's where it stemmed from.
Yeah, yeah, I see you. But now let me try to bring it all together.
You're going to pull out your race card? Like, no, I can say it because of.
Here's the problem.
Well, because when you think of slavery and stuff like that, like you were saying, Afro Latinas, like I think of brown and black love. But like I think of my Mexican brothers like that.
Yeah.
That if I'm going to call them nigga, they can call me nigga.
Because
it's like.
Here's the point. I don't want this to sound disrespectful in any way. But if everybody is able to use the N word, then are we also welcome at other Mexican cultural events?
Don't call me a wetback.
Are we also? You know what I'm saying?
What about super dry?
Am I able to
say, spick?
Don't call me.
No, those words are terrible.
You know what's funny? One of my best friends. Every time I see him, it's what up, spick. That's how we. That's.
And that's just what it is.
Yeah.
See, y'all are comfortable.
But don't call me a spick. Don't call me a spick if you don't know
me. If you don't know him, don't do that.
Same thing. That dude's got the pass.
Same thing. He's got a pass. Yeah. Got a personal pass.
But that's
Let me just finish my point.
Go ahead. Finish your point. And then I'm going to add something to it.
And then you can add something to it. And this is why I have a problem with Mexican people saying the word. And it's only because it's an African cultural thing and word and term and there are a lot of Mexican cultural things that we're not necessarily fully inclusive to everyone. You know, there's a long-standing rumor, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of comedians that are Mexican make jokes about this, that most Mexican parents do not want you marrying a black person.
Now, heard about that.
Tell me if it's wrong.
No, that's a very real thing in Latino families.
See what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's at that point,
I
like,
think you can say that amongst a lot of races though.
You probably could.
No, you can't. A lot of races.
But that's just a small.
See, I'm lucky. My family wasn't like that, so I didn't grow
and
up.
And I don't think most are
prejudicial towards black people.
Ditto.
But when it's time to have some, you know, some mole and some, you know, some menudo.
Yeah.
Like. I'm not always welcome to come to the quince or the other things
they
that
should
are
combine powers
that
and
are
have the
Mexican.
Illest barbecue, dog.
It would be the epic.
You could have
yo.
Like mole and like greens.
I didn't know
yo,
any Mexican.
You can have, so dope.
Dog.
You can have like ribs and frijoles.
I just had mole for the first time in my life. It was amazing.
Mole is great.
Like my situation is a lot different just because like I'm not from here. I know Rand not from here either, so like our situation is different. I didn't know any Mexicans growing up.
Are there Latinos in? I'm sure there's Latinos in Detroit, but
maybe not because I just told
Puerto
you
Puerto Ricans
I
on the East Coast, but not Mexicans.
I didn't know any Mexicans growing up. Like I knew like Chaldeans, like you know, and stuff like that.
It's too cold.
Asians because they own
it's too cold.
The Chaldeans and the Arabs own all the liquor stores and the gas stations. The Asians owned all the beauty supplies.
No offense.
And it was a few white folks, right? So even when I came out here, I thought like some Mexicans were black, ones that I was working with. I was like, oh, you know, she was darker. I thought she was black. Not until she started talking about like, you know, certain Mexican stuff and you hear it in the accent.
Dialect,
Was I like, and I told her, I was like, oh, well, I thought you was black. And she was like, well, why'd you think that? I was like, because it ain't no Mexicans where I'm from. So you got black features. Mm-hmm. So
she had a fat ass. Yeah.
Well, she was thick. But I'm just saying, like, so if a Mexican would have, like, walked past me or something and be like, oh, like, what up, my nigga? I'd probably be like, what up?
You wouldn't have looked, thought twice.
Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought twice about it. And I just told y'all, like, how I think about it. So I don't feel like that's not something that they needed to pass for. Like, I feel like that's just regular. And I know people say, like, it depends on how you say it. White people, they it just it ain't like that for them.
How you say it.
It can't be like, like, oh, man, you said it like you comfortable saying it, so I'm going to let you say
like
it.
Like, they look at but, you weird when they do it.
And that's true. It is a level of comfort. Like, Fat Joe walk in the room and say it, you'd be like, all right, well, I guess I'm this nigga, you know?
Yeah, like what up? But it's also the struggle, and I think that's what was part of it with me also. It's like people of color struggled through history like we struggled. Yeah, so we all, my nigga, at the end of the day. Like, if a white person called me a nigga, he called you an Asian nigga, he called you a Mexican nigga. Like, he called Arab sand niggas. Like, we all niggas at the end of the day.
No, we're
so
not.
That's why we are compared to the white man.
Maybe. I mean, okay, maybe.
Well, and then so it kind of goes back to... Okay, just one last thing.
I would love to put a pin in this.
When it comes I'm done with it. Like, okay. How you grew up.
Yeah.
You know? Because growing up, you know, you have ex friends and whatnot, and you just get surrounded by that culture. You become a product of that environment.
Yeah.
You know, so over time, you know, you get complacent. But yeah, as you grow up. That's
true. But I think once you grow up and become.
As you grow up.
But I know when I was young, that white boy couldn't call me nigga.
Be aware.
I knew that when I was a kid.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. You know, and I say, as an adult, I don't know if anybody should use product of their environment.
Well, and that's why I like.
Use a level of comfort. Like, if you know what's up, then you act like you know what's up.
And that's why I like what Taxstone used to say. You know, well, that word became, you know,
is that about Taxstone, the podcaster?
Yeah, he is.
I'm really, wow.
Free Taxstone.
Second time mentioning
Taxstone. No, the first time I heard it, I was like, he ain't talking about tax.
Free tax.
I'm like, you know what?
Free tax.
Salute to Neo X, man. So, I wasn't expecting that to come out of the pocket today,
Neo was down.
Like, I wasn't expecting that,
I know
bro.
Things, okay?
Neo, I know you do.
Neo is my nigga.
Yo, he knows things.
Nigga X.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All
right. We all, that brings me to, at the end of the day.
That brings me to my last final point. And then we could get out of here.
But I was just going to say, because he tells everyone, you know, my beloved, you know, instead of using that
so
word.
So he replaced it with another
with
word.
Beloved.
Yeah, we should replace it with a different term of endearment.
It is
we
a
should.
Term of endearment when it's said amongst friends. However, we're still empowering the word because of the source material.
Yeah, and I feel like you can't always read somebody's intent.
And it's true. But it's funny because I feel like it reads upset. Like everything else, because if somebody wasn't your boy or your friend and they came up and they was like, oh, what's up, fam? What's up, bro? You'd be like, oh. Like,
you ain't my fam.
Exactly. Yeah. You would be like, it's something weird about this. Like, I don't know this guy. He's trying too hard or whatever.
So why
and it's
not?
The same way with the N-word. It's like if you white people come like,
that's
oh,
a good
man,
point.
What
that's
up,
a good point.
That's a good point.
Like, oh, man, my nigga's over here.
You're like,
and,
hold
you know,
up.
It's like, oh, man. Like, no, you're trying too hard to say that a lot of times.
If someone Hulk Hogan'd you and said, you know, called you brother up and down,
I would feel some type of way, like, especially if we're not blood brothers. I'd be like, come on, man. Like, oh, just a quick thing before we go. So, white people saying brother, is that a weird thing? White dudes say brother.
Well, like Tyler.
Brother now
is that
either?
Weird to you?
Like, Tyler's cool.
Nah, when you hear it a lot, is it weird to you? No?
White people say bro more, don't
they? Or they say bro or bruv.
Bruv.
Okay. All right. Bruv? So no one thinks anything.
I never heard
that.
Bruv.
That's just me. Okay. No.
I think
no,
bros.
I remember Hannibal
cool.
Buress said that. Like, yo, to me, it sounds like.
I think bros
nigga.
Is.
Oh, yeah. He did. Man!
Okay. The 11th time in, like.
All right. So
he
I just want to make
also
a point.
Again, talking about again, somebody saying brother too many times to him. Like, brother, what up, my brother?
Yeah, then it just feels shady. But anyway, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. All right. So I would love to put a pin in this literally and figuratively by saying. Yeah, sure. Let us know your opinion. Maybe we'll listen to it. Go to Matt Mania Podcast on Twitter if you got any thoughts on
what you think about the use of the N-word. And do you think that wrestlers should use it?
No.
Especially
should it be
possibly
on any t-shirts?
Returning wrestlers.
Just some people, apparently, according to Hulk.
Okay, so what I want to say, and I want us to make put an ultimate bow in this by saying.
Put a vow.
Many people are saying, and you said it yourself, we should say other things, and that's exactly what I'm about to do. So, as of now, the N-word is banned on this show. We cannot say it, and we won't say it. And how about that? Can we all agree to that?
I'm cool with that.
T? I'm not going back through and editing the podcast.
I was just about to say you might have to edit a few
times. I'm not doing no editing. You can you can clearly control yourself because you don't say it at work. So you can say it. You can not say it here.
I actually do say it at work.
Well, excuse me.
I believe he does.
I say it at work. I say it to the employees at work. If you look cool enough, I will say it to the customers. What up, my nigga? What can I get you today?
So this is this is something we're going to have to work on.
In honor of Ocho Cinco.
Episode 85.
But I will try.
I think we should all make an effort to not say the word as much, because then there will be no confusion.
Because at the end of the day, we really are all family.
It's like giving people the roses while they can still smell them. Yeah. If it's a term of endearment, use the term of endearment.
Yeah, if you think somebody's a cool dude, tell me a cool dude. You know, that's it. But anyway, signing off for these four cool dudes. Episode 85 is a wrap. We're at 90 minutes. We can't stop anymore. We're at 90 minutes. 90 30 minutes, seconds.
90 minutes is our. Is so our, I'm
going to go around.
We got plugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's plug it. I think we got upcoming shows. I'll be in Minnesota this weekend for Anna Minneapolis and then Soundset this weekend. And then I'm coming back and playing Sunday night with Jordan Lucas downtown with Bag of Tricks Cat. So I'll see you there.
Where's
your next show?
Yo, I'm trying to bring
while up. While he looks at that, please go to ProWrestlingTees.com, search Matt Mania Podcast, and support the show by buying one of our sweet-ass T-shirts. And remember, go to Patreon.com, search Matt Mania Podcast, and we would really appreciate your support as we try to go all in. Well, half in. I'm sorry.
We're half in half right in. Now. Yep. We're going to try to get all the way in.
Okay, so, yo, I'm rocking a lot of shows in June. So, on June 1st, I'm going to be at Tempe Tavern. It's a free show.
All right.
June 12th, I'm going to be at the Green Room in Flagstaff. That's a free show.
Ooh.
June 19th, I'm going to be at Rebel Lounge with Rocky Tyree.
That's going to be fun.
And Decca. That is not a free show. Go online and buy those tickets, please.
I'll be there.
Much appreciated. And then, much worth it.
I think it's either Friday or Saturday. I'm going to have to post a flyer and see. But we're going to be performing with Jericho Jackson. That's Elzai and
Crisis.
There we go. Also, the Doppelgangers. Doppelgangers are going to be on that show.
Nice.
Sorry for getting your name wrong. y'all still friends of the show in my book.
Word. Rock.
Word up. Rock.
Yeah. Catch me on Twitter, ROKNOWLEDGE. And breaking news for y'all, Matt Maniacs. We haven't actually announced this anywhere yet. Rhyme and Reason is back. We'll be airing on Icon Radio.
Yeah!
So big shouts out to Justice and Respect the Underground, John Blaze.
Back
Expect our time slot announcement to be coming soon, but it's a done deal, man. We'll be over there.
Hey, good job, man.
Are we going to be bringing any Matt Mania over there?
Matt Mania Minute.
Absolutely.
The Matt Mania Minute.
Can we extend the Matt Mania Minute? I'll come over to the, show.
Shout out to Icon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And we
Thank
will, you. As always, see
Yo,
you
and
on
shout
the
out
Twitters.
This place.
Digilabs AZ. You know what it is. Your one-stop shop for recording, for podcasting, for green screen work, all kinds
production.
Of things. And, where is this place? We're right here on 24th Street at
it's muscle memory at this
south
point.
South of Osborne. And we just drive up.
But, we just
you
drive
can,
up.
But you can get a
but
you
can just drive up too.
Here. Info at digilabs.com as well as 602-497-2800. Tell them the Matt Mania boys sent you. As always.
And this is how we give this is how we do promos. So if you guys want to be talked about.
We need advertisers.
Matt Mania.
Yeah, get on it.
We're open to
advertisers. Look at how professional we are.
We're super growing.
We're open to advertisers. Come hit us up, mattmaniapod@gmail. We'll talk.
We're culturally diverse.
We'll talk.
We'll bring you up.
We'll bring you up in between N-word discussions.
put you over, brother.
It's time to go. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, keep your shoulders off the mat. We out.
Peace.